Sean, good afternoon.
How you doing, Miles?
Not so bad at all. Sean, how are you today after your exertions, 312.5 kilometres?
Yeah, I'm recovering now, to say the least, yeah. I'm feeling good, but I'm tired after yesterday, yeah.
A
long day.
You feel as if you did something substantial yesterday?
I know all about it, definitely. I'd say I'll be worse tomorrow.
Yeah, that's possibly the case. You set a new course record on this coast-to-coast endurance race. That's from Enniscrone in County Sligo over to the far side of the Mourne Mountains in Newcastle in County Down, and you did a number of activities. Tell us about it. Tell us about the start. Tell us about the competition and how you felt.
Yeah, so it's a 312-kilometre course, as you said. So it starts with a beach run, just a 5-kilometre beach run, just to split things up a wee bit. And then it's onto the bikes. And it's about a 107-kilometre bike section. Takes you to the Shannon Éireann waterway in Leitrim. So we had to get into the kayaks then. So it was a very long kayak stage, probably one of the longest you'll get anywhere, 28 kilometres. So that took, you know, took me 3.5 hours. It was a long time to be sitting in a boat.
And was that longer than most others, or were you up with the leaders?
Well, actually, I was first in the water, and I probably lost a bit of time due to my boat. Some of the competitors there are top-class kayakers, and they had kind of K1-style boats, which are much faster than mine. So I think I lost approximately about 20 minutes to some of the competitors, but I actually pulled it back in again on the bike. It was a 140-kilometre bike afterwards. So I came in fourth place into the final run, and I kind of knew then if I could keep it to within half an hour, I knew I'd pull it back in the run. So it finished with a 33-kilometre mountain run across the Mourne. So it went to the top of Slieve Donners. It was a really long run. Took me about 5.5 hours. So and I suppose it started at 11:15 last night, so I finished early this morning.
Mm-hmm. And talking about that run up the side of a mountain, what are the conditions like there, you know, the top of the mountain, and what about daylight?
We were on by the final bike section when nighttime fell, so we had about 2 hours of darkness on the bike, and then a quick change of clothes and a bit of food and set off on the run. So it was about 11:05 when I left the transition for the run. It was a beautiful night, so it was nice clear skies. It was cold, and it was only about 3 degrees in the mornings last night, but it was a lovely calm night. But ideal conditions for running. The ground was nice and firm. It was actually my first time running through the Mourne, so it was a good experience. Navigation was tricky in places. The route was well enough marked, but you still had to keep your eyes open, you know. I had maybe 13, 14 hours of racing up at that stage, so you were starting to get fatigued, and it's hard to keep concentrating. But up to the top of Slieve Donner, now there was a bit of a gale blowing, but once I summited it, I had about 25 minutes to the finish, so... No, it was good now.
And when did you take the lead in that final stage?
Yeah, probably about halfway through the run. I could see the headlamps off the there were two ahead of me at that stage. So I knew then with about 16K to go that I would catch them. I actually came up to them. I switched off my own headlights so they didn't see me coming. So they didn't push on. So I just kind of took them by surprise, and I took the lead with about 12K to go, and just kept it going then, so I actually pulled out about 20 minutes on them.
What was your biggest problem overall? You know, had you blisters? Had you fatigue? What was the problem?
Well, my hands are badly blistered today from the kayak. So that's one discipline I would need to improve on. And my biking's pretty strong, my running's good. Just the really long kayak was tough. It was even mentally tough, especially when you're losing positions. So you kind of keep telling yourself it's not over yet, you know, and keep at it. Kind of, it was nearly mentally draining more so than physically.
And what about food taking food on board, you know, and I presume that when you stop to eat is an important facet?
Certainly. Well, I try to do most of my eating on the go. I don't like stopping because you're just losing time. So that's where I actually gained a lot of time. Other guys were stopping for 5 to 10 minutes. I was literally just eating on the go, and my transitions were all maybe 2-3 minutes max. So now I went through a lot, from through about 10 litres of fluid and lots of whole food and energy bars and things like that. So it was, especially yesterday, it was very hot during the day, so it's crucial to keep your salt intake and that up, you know.
Had you people helping you out?
Yeah, so my brother Patrick, actually, he was the crew for the day, so you were allowed a crew. It was essential, to be honest. It was tough to do an event like that without one. So he kept me right, you know, he's making sure I was eating and drinking all the time and just keeping an eye out for me. Yeah, so
I presume he was only a benefit in certain places because he hardly ran up the mountain with you or kayaked the lake.
No, but I was in radio contact with him the whole time, so he was keeping me straight, you know. So no, it was great help.
So technology working there as well?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just a wee safety net, I suppose. If, you know, even if you're struggling at times, you can just touch base with them, that kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Were there any competitors there that had won that before?
Yeah, well, last year's winner was there, and he was with us right till about the last 40k of the bike, and we just kind of gave a couple of wee surges, and I knew he was struggling at the time, so when we had a few hulls, we just kind of put the pressure on, and he dropped off. There was a Galway lad actually with me for most of the race, Peter Walsh. He was very strong. Now, the two leaders, actually, one of them was an English guy. He's a very experienced kayaker, and there's a Canadian guy as well. So, good international field. A lot of Irish people doing it too. A local lad, Eddie McDade, actually from Letterkenny, was in it. Good strong field. Probably not a massive field compared to other races, but what was there was good quality, you know.
Sean, congratulations. Well done. Was that your best victory ever?
Probably, yeah. It's my first time stepping up to that really long distance, so delighted with how it turned out. It was kind of into the unknown yesterday, so no, definitely something to work on, yeah.